Warning, the following broadcast is offensive, marginally funny, and contains no educational value whatsoever. It is intended for immature audiences only.
Welcome to another edition of That Riot Show. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo, Larry M.
You ever see a steam pipe when too much pressure builds up in a boiler or something? What happens?
Are you saying that little pipe over there?
Yeah, that blows off steam.
Really?
The relief valve. Phil's an engineer. He understands. Has a relief valve. Why do you think God gave you a dick? It's to avoid stress, man. He needs a blowjob. But not just any old blowjob.
Isn't that funny? Women cause stress, and then they can relieve it.
There you go.
This is fucked up. Now, work up all your science. Very good. Quickly, we're going to give you two in a second. Then work it up. Look at you.
Yep.
Okay. 1 in 15. They had an abstinence policy, but 1 in 15 for me.
Yep.
Go.
I'll tell you exactly what it is from a scientific standpoint. I'd be happy to. You know what it is? You can't stop teenagers from fucking.
This is fucked up.
I know I'm getting old. This very week, I've sat on my balls twice.
This is fucked up.
Unfortunately, on this visual medium, you have to put up with this. Look at this. See? Larry, feel that.
No.
Oh, you're gay.
This is fucked up.
Hey, Phil, what kind of time we got left? Hold, I can't see it from here. What you got? 10 minutes? Lucky for you folks, there's 10. Whoa, what did you have for dinner? Jesus Christ, that belch.
Jesus Christ, I got
it. Oh,
I got
it. Whoa. Smells like a Mexican's ass. Whoa, what the hell's going on? Oh.
This is fucked up.
All right, welcome to the latest edition of The Riot. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo, Larry.
That's right, Larry. And this week, I think I'm changing my name.
Your name?
Yeah, from Big Fat John.
Oh, wow.
I'm now changing it to John, Too Masculine for Razors.
Okay.
Big John, Too Masculine for Razors.
John, Too Masculine for Razors.
There you go.
Which means that won the voting over John was too lazy to shave.
Apparently. Yeah, so...
I will now be Judo Larry Sarcasm.
Judo Larry Big Cock. Anyway. So, welcome to the show. Obviously, a lot of things happened this past week we want to get a handle on. And we'll get right into that in a second. But the first thing we want to do, Larry, of course, is let everybody know about the pimping. Which means, get yourselves on over to thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com, for all your riotous needs, including show synopsis, past episodes, video, audio, archives, anything you want, check it out at thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com, for all things riotous. When you get done with that, Larry, you know where they can head. Head on over to social media, start out, first step of the social journey, go to facebook.com/thatriotshow. Facebook.com/thatriotshow. Become a fan of the Riot's page on Facebook. Hang out with fellow rioters and other like-minded people, libertarians, on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/thatriotshow. When you get done there, if that's still not, you know, satisfying that hunger, Larry, go to Twitter. Twitter.com/thatriotshow. Twitter.com/thatriotshow, where you can follow us 24/7, commenting on everything that's going on in the world. Twitter.com/thatriotshow. Twitter.com/thatriotshow, Larry. And of course, there's always the option, if you can't stand to see me unshaven, the rugged Marlboro-like man that I am indeed, then go ahead and download a podcast of The Riot. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Phil, hit the scroll of podcasts. You can check us out anywhere that good podcast can be found, or bad ones. You can go to iTunes, where you can search for That Riot Show on iTunes. You can go to Podomatic, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Player.fm, Spreaker, Stitcher, all the great places where podcasts can be found. Odds are, if it has podcasts, you'll just find us there by searching for That Riot Show on all your favorite podcasting platforms, Larry.
Yes, now that we've co-opted fake news. This is going to be. Maybe we should change the name of the show.
Oh, I'm sure Trump's already like trademarked it and is ready to sue us via his retarded sons.
How about fuck you, Donald Trump fake news? I bet he doesn't have that.
The other thing I'm going to do up front is apologize to the audience, Larry.
For?
I'm not in prime hosting mood tonight.
Is that because of the tremendous barbecue
meal
that we just...
Larry can read the old...
I'm like a fucking married couple at this point.
I know.
It's like 35 years. Right?
Except with more sex.
Yes. That's why I'm sitting like this, because if I move too much, yeah.
No, but that was a fantastic barbecue meal.
Yes.
Oh my God, the ribs, the baked beans, the nice Hefeweizen beer. Oh my goodness, Larry.
Yeah.
And I don't drink beer, and I treated myself to a nice Oberon Light tonight.
Yeah, that was nice.
Very nice. Larry himself stayed healthy. What'd you have, a roasted barbecue chicken?
I had the barbecue chicken. I had the baked beans.
Nice.
Which might come out during the show.
Nice.
With some big issues.
Yeah, and I'm an SBD guy, but Larry likes to trumpet his farts.
That's it. Yes, trumpet my. Speaking of who.
Yes. So if we can stave off this food coma and stay awake long enough to enlighten you ungrateful rubes,
yes,
we will tell you what's up on the
yes, we'll tell you about your lord and master.
Yes. So anyway, this week obviously the news dominated by the James Comey testimony on the Hill. Now, what's interesting about this is, before we get into anything that was actually said by Comey or not said by Comey, whatever, I have to tell you, and again, it's always tempting to say that something that just happened is either the best or the worst ever, Larry. That's always the temptation, because memories are short. But I honestly don't remember a time when public testimony was this hotly debated, not as to its meaning, but to its actual definition. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in some cases...
actual political work.
Yeah. In other words, I was at a couple of clients during the week, so I wasn't able to actually listen to the testimony of Comey live like I usually would. And during the day that he was testifying, I didn't get a chance to read the actual transcript. So literally what I was catching, you know, bits and pieces of were what the media interpreted. And I mean... if I read WAPO, New York Times, or any of these type of communist rags, you would think that Comey basically indicted Clinton.
Yeah.
That he, Trump, that he basically turned out and said, this guy's been blowing Putin on the side while fingering Kim Jong-un's asshole or whatever. You know, like... they made it, it's clear. We have instances where the president's actions have risen to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Yeah.
High crimes and treason, whatever the fuck.
High crimes and misdemeanors.
High crimes and misdemeanors. Start drafting the impeachment articles, you know, and it's like, okay. But then you'd listen to the Republicans, and all they got out of it was Comey proved Trump wasn't lying. Comey proved Trump is innocent. Comey also confirmed that Barack Obama's a piece of shit and Loretta Lynch, might be eating out Hillary Clinton's box. You know, like, that's what I got out of
that last thing is true. That I believe.
Allegedly.
Can we...
Yeah. So, anyway, my point being that two diametrically opposed media accounts of the same testimony, Larry.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It was interesting that after he testified, even Chris Matthews, crazy Chris on MSNBC.
Hardball Chris.
Mr. Hardball himself, Mr. Left Winger, hated George Bush, loved Barack Obama, got the tingle in his leg when stupid Obama was speaking, and hates Trump to no end. His exact comment was, well, now we've heard the testimony, and he said there's no there. Meaning there's no smoking gun, there's no... you know, we talked about this. There wasn't going to be a big aha moment, and there wasn't. Okay, and again, you know, you realize we didn't vote for Trump, so don't tweet us and say we're biased. The reality is, if you take Comey's testimony at face value,
right,
he basically said Trump's kind of a liar, kind of a jerk.
Untrustworthy.
You know, he's untrustworthy. He's not really. He's not. in tune with politics. He doesn't know how things work. And he's not presidential. On the other hand, he didn't do anything that comes to an impeachable offense. And that same congressman, same black congressman, I forget his name, but he's still drafting articles of impeachment. And Maxine Waters is calling for it. Yeah, go ahead. Waste your time. Look, you have to stop now. All right, this is ridiculous. And I don't even like Trump, and this is ridiculous. There's nothing to see here. The only reason they're going to continue pushing it is because they figure this is the only way they can really stop his agenda.
Well,
what he wants to do.
Plus,
purely politics.
Right. Republicans, much like, Democrats, much like Republicans chasing down Clinton when he was president to impeach him. I mean, you have to understand, there's impeachable offenses, and then there's just you hate someone and you want them out of office.
Right.
I think the Democrats clearly were hoping something would come up. Is there evidence of Russian collusion with Trump? I think that's still ongoing. I don't think Comey said anything one way or another. And when I say with Trump, I don't even necessarily mean with Trump himself.
With the Trump camp.
But with the Trump camp. His two dopey kids. Flynn. Kushner.
Yeah.
You know, his son-in-law. There's a lot of that type of shit going on. And look, gut feeling, do I think there's some sort of quid pro quo with Russians? Probably with Trump. I would say so, Larry.
Yeah.
I think there's something going on
there. Yeah, because he is the deal maker.
Right, right. And what's funny is, like, because Trump and his kids are such fucking loudmouths and they're so prone to shoot their mouths on Twitter especially, there's these records of things.
Right.
Right? So, for example, his kids are saying, we have nothing to do with Russia. We are not involved with their, you know, I think Eric Trump and Don Trump Jr. But then somebody went and dug up all these tweets from 5-6 years ago that basically those kids were tweeting, great deals with Russians. Good thing they love golf. They've bankrolled everything. We
right.
haven't had to put up a penny. And it's that type of shit that, for some reason, Trump and his camp just can't seem to come clean on. They can't seem, like, they really are Nixonian in that sense.
Yeah, they can't shake the taint.
Yeah, and it's like Hillary Clinton, where she couldn't tell you the truth if you begged her to. She was incapable of telling the truth, I think. She was a pathological liar. That's why she was so unsavory as a candidate. Even when she was telling the truth, it seemed like she wasn't.
Right.
Same thing with Trump, all right? And I think, like, that's what he's suffering from. Like, he can't help himself. Like, during this Comey testimony, as soon as it was done, he just tweeted out, Comey is a leaker.
Yeah.
Comey, why did he put that out? I'm trying to understand. Why did he put that out there? Most legal scholars are telling you when you've been fired, if you leak non-classified information, you're not a leaker anymore. Do you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
you don't work for him anymore.
Yeah, this is just part of his, like, infantile...
Yeah.
You realize, like, even after that last terrorist attack in England, he went right on Twitter, and he went after the mayor of London.
Yeah.
Who happens to be Muslim. They went, like, Sadiq Khan, like, whatever it is. What do you mean there's nothing to worry about? Wrong message, you're stupid. Like, he did his usual, like, Trump, you know, and as far as the tweeting, my God, is this ever going to end?
It's not.
I just don't think so. You know, he's so wound up in it, and it's such a way for him to circumvent the press. For that reason alone, I think he's going to continue to do it forever.
Well, that's...
But it goes to this whole thing, but I want to say, as ridiculous as Trump is, and as poorly as this has been handled, to show that he lacks any real, like, political expertise, the Democrats are absurd.
Right.
The Democrats are just absurd. I mean, look, at some point they have to stop doing this now. And the problem is they're twisting Comey's testifying into the following. They're going to say that now, well, they want to see these tapes talked about,
right.
that there are some tape-recorded conversations. They're going to want to hear them.
Right.
Trump said 100% he'd be willing to testify.
Well, you know what? Let's see if he does that.
Be careful what you ask for, Don.
Yeah.
Because you're not that smart.
Right.
And if you get deposed or questioned by Mueller, he's going to make you look like a fucking slob.
Absolutely.
Okay? He's going to make you look like the Patriots normally make the Jets. I mean, it's going to be a one-sided ass kicking.
Yeah.
I know he thinks he's smart enough to handle it.
Yeah.
You're really fooling yourself. But the Democrats at this point, they've got to stop now, I think.
Well, I don't think they have to stop, and I don't think they will stop. I just think they're really just embarrassing themselves. And here's the thing. Here's the other part of this. The media and the Democrats are just not learning from this. In other words, let Trump hang himself. The same advice I give Trump, which would be let the Democrats hang themselves, I would give the Democrats. Trump, he can't keep his mouth shut. He will eventually say something that will turn people against him. He will eventually tweet or say something that will turn people against him, okay? But what's he doing? These Democrats, like, for example, Larry very quickly mentioned the terrorist bombing in London last week. CNN was caught staging peace-loving Muslims on camera.
Yeah.
Setting it up so they made it seem like it was a spontaneous gathering of peace-loving Muslims. Now, I'm not even saying that there are or there aren't, but why, if you're CNN, would you do that in the age of cell phones? Why do you feel the need to stage a news event, okay?
One that pushes a certain narrative.
Absolutely.
That they want, because, this is more of this whole white liberal thing, that they're so oversensitized and consumed with, don't be racist, we're not racist, we have to fight this. So their way of combating that is, well, look at these peaceful Muslims. Don't judge them by these guys who jumped out of car and started stabbing everybody. Judge them by these people. But you know what? What John said is that's right. You're not supposed to be staging events. You're not supposed. You know what? If there's a peaceful Muslim gathering or a Muslim gathering to protest against ISIS, like I think there was like a week or two ago, fine. You cover it. You show it. But you're not supposed to organize it and put it together. You're the news, for God's sake. You're not supposed to do that.
It is horrible stuff. And then, of course, there's the, I forget which paper did it, but some paper compiled the chyrons of the news organizations leading up to Comey's testimony.
Oh, right.
And it was amazing to see how, like, for example, all the liberal networks, which is like 80% of them, saying things like, Comey about to confirm the Trump lie. Comey to testify, expected to testify that Trump demanded loyalty. In other words, all the negative stuff.
Right.
Then when it turned out not to be the case, they really didn't go out of their way to correct themselves.
Right.
And if you're the news, why are you reporting something that's about to happen? Why are you throwing out there that he's going to be giving his testimony in a fucking hour. Why aren't you waiting to see what he actually has to say?
Well, that also goes to show you they've really crossed the line here.
Of course.
I mean, they're not. That's really not what a news agency obviously does. You're not supposed to be putting that. Look, if you hear something and you fact check, you verify
sources.
You source it, you put it out. I mean, this is how Dan Rather got into trouble. Because he ran with a story about George Bush that he didn't verify, he didn't vet it,
right.
And then it turned out to be false and he lost his job. You have to check these things, guy. I understand that you hate this guy, but you still you owe it to yourself and your profession to make sure that you're second sourcing and you're betting and you're making sure that what you put on the air is not fake news, okay, or just wrong.
And then the other thing also is, Larry, they're killing their own credibility.
Right.
Because now every time they get caught doing this shit, it just feeds Trump's narrative with the rubes that it's nothing but fake news.
Yeah.
We were just watching a press conference where Trump was taking questions from the reporters.
Yeah.
And he starts off, he goes to point to a report and he says, should I take questions from the fake news? What do you think? Should
from
I?
These killer networks.
From these killer networks.
Should that, I take, that treat me so poorly.
So poorly, so unfairly.
And he's standing there with the president of Romania.
Yeah, so.
And how that fucking
think
guy
about
got to visit the president.
Yeah, think about what kind of a special idiot you would have to be to even propose that in the middle of a press conference, okay? And again, right now, you've got enough rubes out there with cell phones that are capturing these biases on the part of the media. Look, we've said it, growing up, for at least the last, I would say, 50 years, if not a little bit longer, the media, the mainstream media, and up until like the mid-90s, there was only one type of media, and that would be what we now call the mainstream media, right? There wasn't these alternative Fox News or whatever. Was very left-wing leaning. It had a very leftward tilt, a very leftward bias. That's always been the case. But now, see, this is where rubes are rubes. In order to get a short-term victory, to get this idiot rhino president in no office that you guys somehow think is a conservative who's really like almost to the left of Bernie Sanders in some respects. In order to get this idiot in office, you are now on a jihad to destroy the credibility of journalists and of journalism in general.
Right.
Think of the long-term implications of this. Don't think about Trump right now. Trump's 70. He's not going to be around much longer, okay? Think about 20 years from now when we're struggling to tell the difference between what's really fake and what's really real. We're going to look back at this period of time and say, this is the fucking asshole in his rubes that completely destroyed the credibility of journalists.
Right.
And of journalism in general. I'm not saying you can't have citizen journalists. I think that's great. I think the fact that everybody runs around with a cell phone keeping tabs on people. Okay, great.
Yeah.
But why is everything fake news except the guys who agree with you? That is like such a, we've said it's such a childish position to hold, Larry.
And you know what? What you said before is very good. There's this guy, an African-American liberal on Fox. He sits in on that show, The Five, every once in a while. I forgot his name, wears glasses. He's funny. He's a nice guy.
I know who you're talking
and,
about.
And he says, he tells his Democratic friends, he goes, look, stop attacking. Stop going after him. Stop trying to create things. He goes, just let him do what he does. And he goes, he will implode at some
yes,
point.
Absolutely.
He's going to tweet something that's no good.
Right.
Or he's going to say, or he's going to do something, or he's going to threaten somebody. He goes, he will give it to you if you give him enough rope. The problem with the people like Schumer, even with Harry Reid when he was around, but these guys like Schumer, Dick Durbin, and Pelosi, and Maxine Waters, and all these people, Elizabeth Warren, they can't control themselves. They literally can't control. They're so incensed that Hillary Clinton is not the president of the United States, and fuck you, that's the only good thing in all this. Okay, it's just driving them nuts. So now, no matter what he says, it's wrong. He does something wrong. Like, for instance, he had a pretty good trip overseas. He did. Okay, because I actually don't give a shit what the Europeans think about anything. They're assholes at this point, but he had a good trip with the Muslim countries, and at the Vatican he did all right. And
he had some fuck ups along the way.
Yeah, but not terrible. I'm giving him credit for that. That was not a bad first trip. Naturally, the Democrats and leftists, they all had to go out and say how horrible it was. And there's another one. He's no longer the leader of the free world. So now they're saying it's Angela Merkel.
Yeah, she might be.
Get at it. Oh, please. She couldn't run her nose. You know what's involved in really being the leader of the free world? They can't do it. What clout or what could Germany do to deal with North Korea?
No, I
deal
know,
with
but
the
I,
problems
I,
in the Middle East. All the shit right. that we deal with, right. Get out of here. You know what? She's the leader of Europe and trying to hold together the Eurozone. That's what she's the leader of. And you're getting this constant, but they should listen to that guy. I can't remember his name, but they should listen to that guy. He said, just let him go. Stop going after every little thing and being just as bad as he is. You know, like, for instance, the other night after all this, the guy I hate the most, really, on MSNBC is Lawrence O'Donnell. He's such a fucking asshole. He's such a pompous, smug asshole. He's pushing the Watergate thing.
Yeah.
So you've got the Democrats pushing impeachment based on nothing. And you've got, now Lawrence O'Donnell is out there. This is Watergate all over and talking the whole night about Nixon and Watergate.
Right.
This is not Watergate level.
It's not even close.
It's not even close. I was 12 years old when this was happening. Excuse me. From what I remember of it, I mean, the breaking in and taping things and stealing. Get the hell out of it. This is, you know what this is? This is a political novice who's an idiot sitting down with an FBI agent. And because he wants to get off to a good start, he just went, look, could you just squash this shit and leave me alone? He's a fucking idiot. I mean, that's all you learn from all this.
The two things I got
There's
from...
There's no political skills.
Right. The two things I got after really going back and reading the Comey thing is really two things. One, Trump really does seem to think that everything is like business. He has yet to fully appreciate or grasp the situation he's in. He's not a CEO. This isn't his fucking company.
Right.
And you don't get to just do whatever you want.
And people don't have to do what you say.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's like, and he's still learning that lesson. He's still learning that when he goes to Comey, I expect you to be loyal or else, which I'm sure he said 1,000 times in his fucking shitty boardrooms. he didn't realize that he's borderline obstructing justice.
Right.
Especially in the context of an ongoing investigation, if not into Trump himself, which Comey confirmed that Trump himself wasn't under investigation, but certainly his close family members, his inner circle, the people that he put up for cabinet positions, okay? So, yeah, like in this particular case, I might be tempted to believe that those types of statements are the statements of an old fool who just refuses to learn. The second thing I got out of this is something we said when Comey got fired, or at least I remember saying when Comey got fired, which was, if Trump had fired him a month earlier or a month later, this wouldn't have happened.
Right.
None of this would be happening.
If he'd shit-canned him right away.
Yeah, as soon as he won the election. See you later. Fuck you. Nobody would be talking about it.
Right, and here's my nomination, my nominee for the FBI. Nothing.
Conversely, if he had fired him now, like today, instead of a month and a half ago, whatever it was, there'd be no controversy. Because there wouldn't be this allegation that he was cutting things off at the pass. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think if he had fired him now, there'd still be a lot of bitching and moaning. Because I think then they would say, "Well, you just fired him because he testified against you."
But I'm saying he wouldn't be testifying at all.
No, I absolutely.
If Comey wasn't fired, he wouldn't be testifying, right?
There would be nothing going on. They just let him keep the job.
Yeah, and then just like even 6 months later, if they said, "You know what? We're cycling him out. We need some new blood in here." Nobody would have given it a second thought. So again, we're saying the Democrats are impatient by now letting Trump hang himself. Trump is impatient, okay? Or he wasn't smart enough to understand the political reality of you fire somebody in the middle of him saying he's investigating you. That's fucked up.
No.
Even if there's nothing to it, it looks bad.
Yeah, see, that's the proof also that he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's my always been my big complaint about it. I don't think he knows what the hell he's doing.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows anything. I think whoever he speaks to last, that's the impression, and that's his belief, because that person made the strongest impression on him. As far as what he's doing, look, let me tell you something. If I got elected president, I don't even care if somebody's doing a particularly good job. If I got elected president, everybody goes. Everybody who's been there 4 years, 8 years, goodbye.
See you later.
You've had your time. We need new faces and new places.
You want people who are on board with your agenda. That's why you got elected.
Right.
You know, you're not going to be president and have people around you that are opposed to your agenda. People forget. Obama did the same thing. Bush did the same thing. Clinton did the same thing. Every goddamn president, by and large, puts in the people that he wants. Except they're smart enough to do it right away. And most of them are smart enough to have a good transition team that takes care of that shit before you even step into the office. Like, right, a lot, you know, people don't realize that part of the transition process isn't just getting the president ready. Right. It's building out his cabinet. Like, all those hundreds and maybe even thousands of positions that technically the president has a say in, right?
Right.
What do you think? The president stays up till 2 every morning like, oh, I got to hire Joe Blow down in state to bring me coffee and shit like that. Of course not. That's what a good transition team said. If you remember at the time, there was that whole fuck up with Trump's transition team, right? He had Christie, then he got rid of Christie. Then at the last minute, he brought Pence in. Who knows if Pence had enough time to get it done? So there's a lot of that that's probably involved here too. Like, he didn't really set people up to say, hey, you know, you're going to be let go come January 20th. You know, same thing with Comey. Comey should have known. As soon as I become president, you're out.
Yeah, I wouldn't keep people. You know why? Also because it has a way of not working out.
Generally.
Like, you know, like George Bush kept Tenet at the CIA. Remember George Tenet? And he was a Clinton guy. That's not a guy that Bush brought in. And he's the one who told Bush about the slam dunk on the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. That turned out to be wrong. And, you know, like that carrying people over. Just get rid of them. I understand. Some of them are doing a quality job. Just get rid of them. get your own fucking people. I'm serious. Get your own people.
Larry's Italian. You can tell because this is a very mafia-like approach to management.
Why is that?
Just get rid of them.
Not get rid of them. not Vince Foster get rid of them. Get rid of,
Yeah.
No, but I mean, really, you have to replace these people. I mean, you know, besides a lot of them actually, from the years that previous, they do have kind of a loyalty to the person.
Sure.
Gave them a job and allowed them to serve the country and be in government. And, you know, who wants a person like that? I mean, unless you're in the same party, Maybe. You know, but if you're switching parties, like from Democrat to Republican, I wouldn't keep them.
The positions are so low level that they have no physical bearing on it.
I'd get rid of them, too.
Okay. No, but I mean, like, unless you're a secretary, you're not going to fire everybody.
I understand, but I'm not talking about that.
No, I know.
I'm talking about the head of the CIA. I'm talking about the CIA, the FBI, all these people, the rest of the cabinet. I mean, like, your AG. Get your own fucking people and bring them in, and, you know, whether they swear loyalty to you or not, you know what? That comes from working with you and having respect for you.
Right.
Okay? I've worked in an industry, in the financial industry and security.
Right.
People will respect you if you deserve their respect. You can't just sit people down. All right, now look, I got a job for you. You're going to be loyal to me? You're going to be loyal to me?
Right.
I want 100% loyalty. You know, you're paying attention? Like, you know, that doesn't work. And I have a feeling like Trump just sat down with him and goes, I need loyalty.
Right.
You have to blow me like Sessions.
Are you on board?
Yeah.
You got to tickle my taint.
You're not part of the fake news, or
what's her name? The author, what's her name?
Oh, Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. You have to be like Ann Coulter.
She wrote the book, E Pluribus Awesome.
You got to lick my taint twice a day. Swallow my juice.
You have to go on the greatness that is Twitter and talk about how wonderful I am. And how beautiful my wife is. So really, you know, at this point, though, we'll wrap this up. I think at this point, look, I know they're not going to stop.
Yeah.
But I think the Democrats have got to stop now.
I think it would be a smart political move for them. Just focus on all the shit he says.
Because you know what? People are getting tired of this a little bit. And you know what? If you try to drag it out to the midterm elections, you might fuck that up. Because let me tell you something. You're probably poised to do well in the midterm elections if you're the Democrats. Because look, the polls came out today. Trump's popularity, 34%. That's pretty fucking bad. I mean, that's you know.
That's the percentage of rubes that are diehard Trump supporters.
Yeah.
That's the same thing that carried him to victory, right?
I know, but he came into office around 41, so he's gone
down.
Which
is still horrible.
Yeah, but he's got about 34% right now. And I don't, you know what, I got to tell you, I don't see how he gets it like to skyrocket over 40. I really don't, because the people who don't like him, they really don't like him.
Right.
And, but speaking of...
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of people that don't actually like Trump, Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly!
The former menstruating during the debate bitch that...
Fox News.
I'm sorry.
And now she's over at...
That attacked Trump wantonly and with great disregard.
How dare she?
How dare she bleed through her vagina while questioning Trump?
How dare she not see how big this cock is and not focus on that? Why didn't she ask a question about how big my cock is compared to Marco Rubio's little tiny dick? So Megyn Kelly, who left Fox, joined MSNBC.
No, just NBC.
NBC, excuse me.
She went to Moscow.
Yeah, she went to Moscow. She spoke to Putin, excuse me.
Because, of course, as we all know, and Larry's a dry mouth bitch.
Yeah, I got cotton mouth from and, you know, so she's speaking to Putin.
Right.
Now, Putin's hilarious to me. I mean, this guy, I got to tell you, he knows how to do shit. I know he's evil. But he just knows how to do things. He knows how to handle shit. Like they
all
talked
that
about
KGB
his,
training.
Yeah. They talked about his career growing up. He grew up in St. Petersburg. You saw him in like a military outfit. They showed a picture of him. Then he was in the KGB. This guy, he is just so skilled. He sat there. He goes, if we wanted to interfere with your election, he goes with the technology that is available to our intelligence center, we could do anything we want to your election. He goes, but why would it benefit us? He goes, we don't care who your president is. We don't care. We know that whoever the American president is, we basically know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I don't care who's going to win. Nobody's hacking into your elections. And stop lecturing us about democracy. He goes, we're headed slowly towards democracy. You went like this. Slowly towards democracy.
After I'm dead.
Yeah. Long after I win 5 more elections and kill a couple of people and lock up the pussy riot.
Lock up the pussy riot.
Yeah, the pussy riot. So, but you got to watch this thing. It's fantastic. And I mean, he just handled her. And I like her.
Not in the Trump handling way.
No, well, we don't know that.
He may have carried her around like a bowling ball. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's just cracks me up.
He's a man's man.
He is. He actually is. It's just, unfortunately, he's not fighting for anything good.
It's just unfortunate it's a fucking commie pinko.
Yeah. Well, actually, he's more of a fascist. But he, it's just amazing. And he just kind of handled it. But he kept saying, like, we don't care what's going on. He goes, why would we want to interfere with your life? Like, we know what's going to happen. Right. And he did all that. And then she said, have you ever met with people from the Trump? And he goes, I've never met Donald Trump or any of his people. He goes, and I don't want to meet him.
Oh, shit.
Either.
Okay.
Yeah. And he goes, I met Flynn once. He goes, when I met him, I didn't know he was an American general. Yeah. I thought he was just some white guy in a suit and tie. So I was like,
So this is starting to sound like denial, if you ask me. It's not just a river in Egypt, folks, but,
It sounds like KGB doublespeak is what it sounds like.
It sounds like KGB disinformation tactics.
Sounds like, Megan, would you please drink this?
Yeah, I was gonna say,
there's nothing in it.
As he's talking to her, he's like, why is pretty woman like you asking questions like these?
A pretty woman like you, not sucking my cock. You're talking about politics, you know nothing.
This is crazy.
You should
this
be sucking the cock.
This is crazy talk. I give you the money where you dance naked.
I was going to say, you can make much more money as a stripper, Megan. You're very hot.
Stripper Megan, very hot. Do you have big nipples? No? Oh, too bad.
Oh, too bad. Only 4 rubles for you. So, at any rate.
Is it your time of the month, Megan? What's going on here? It smells like burnt copper in here, Megan. What's going on?
What's going on with tuna in America? We have a sign to fall down today. Sorry, Charlie.
What's going on with the pink taco?
Would it be all right if I sneak the one-eyed snake to Tuna Town? Hey. Now he's Italian, I'm sorry.
Oh, hey!
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 You know what? Put it in your ass, that's what it means. Put it whatever
in your
you
ass,
want.
There you go.
Put it in your mouth.
Oh my goodness.
So naturally, he denied anything.
Right.
Having to do with Trump and just said, like I've never met him or any of his representatives. He said he didn't know who Flynn was. He's actually said that. He said he didn't know he was an American general.
See, now that's horseshit. Because if you're the former head of the KGB and you're the fascist leader of Russia, you know who every fucking American officer is, trust me. So he knows who Flynn is. See, that's horseshit. The Putin one definitely comes off like he's just full of shit. Except that he's so cool under pressure, you're not going to get him to trip up. I think that's the difference. But as to whether I think anyone believed what he said, I didn't.
I did. I think he's very honest. I think he's very blunt.
Very trustworthy individual.
Yeah, very trustworthy. I think, look at the hands.
Very big.
Yeah, please. So that was funny. That went on. That was okay.
Well, what's even funnier, and people who give themselves too much rope to hang themselves. Old Bernie Sanders. He's at it again. So apparently, Larry, there's this guy that Trump finally got around to nominating for deputy director of OMB, Office of Management and Budget.
Right.
His name is Russell Voigt.
Voigt. Yeah.
Voigt. V-O-U-G-H-T. Voigt, I guess. And I guess during his testimony, Sanders had a problem with him, Larry.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because he's not a Jew.
Not Sanders. Sanders
no, that's
Jew.
That's. I'm sorry, I'm confused. We'll start that over. No, Bernie didn't like this guy because. Apparently, Russell Voigt is a very strong, devout evangelical Christian. And he's on record as saying that you can only be reconciled through Jesus Christ.
Right. Or saved through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, one of those. And Bernie picked up on this as an intolerant belief and said that he can't believe that anybody in the government should be...
Allowed to be
in government who thinks like that. Translation, this guy's narrow-minded or he doesn't accept other people's beliefs. So Bernie went for the multicultural thing. But it goes to show you, they really will just go to any lengths to fight Trump and give him a hard time.
Because you have to understand, unless this dude is putting forth his personal religious beliefs in his office or has said that he believes his office should take certain actions. Now, first of all, OMB... Forget it.
What does it matter what your religious beliefs are? You're fucking around with money all day long.
Now, if Sanders said, I think we need a Jew in there to make sure that money gets taken care of, okay, that would have been okay, Larry.
That's okay because it's true.
Because that's not a stereotype.
That's not awful.
But I don't know if Sanders realizes this because he really doesn't give a shit about our Constitution, obviously, because he's a fucking socialist. But when you prevent someone, if you're a government agent and you prevent someone from getting a government job based on their religious beliefs, that is a violation of the First Amendment. So I don't know if that idiot socialist really understands that, do you know? So, like, it'd be no different than if Sanders is interviewing someone to be his chief of staff on the public dime, and he says, I don't want any Muslims. Don't like them. Don't want you to work here because you're a Muslim. It's the exact same thing that if you tell him, I don't think someone with fundamentalist beliefs should be in your position.
You can't tell the guy he can't have a job in government just because he believes what he believes.
Right.
Okay. First off, where the hell have you been that you don't know the evangelicals? There's about 80 million of them in this country, believe it or not. It's about 70, 80 million. How do you not know at this point that this is what these people believe? This is the cornerstone of what they believe. There's Jesus. I believe in Jesus, and I have to be reconciled and saved through Jesus. This is it.
And Dale Earnhardt. So if you don't get Jesus, you got to get saved through Dale Earnhardt, apparently.
Or any country singer. But the idea is you can't be serious that you're actually put off by this guy saying that he's a...
No, of course he's not put off. It's just it's just another sham attempt on his part to just derail, to make things that are ordinary seem extreme, okay? And I can't stand the fact that I have to defend this idiot Trump. We keep saying this week after week, and it's the Democrats that are making us do it. Like, Trump is not extreme because he picked a fucking Christian for some shithole job at OMB.
The deputy director, no less. Yeah, not even the director. Not even the director. You're going to make us think about that. It's a fucking deputy director of number crunching, which doesn't require any religion at all.
Public interaction, even.
Yeah. It's not like he's the face of the administration or something. Plus, the people who believe these things, like, they don't necessarily hate everybody else.
Right.
They just have there's only one way to get to heaven kind of thing.
But that's something that should be of no consideration for a government job.
Right. Why is he bringing it up? Yeah.
Now, public job, private job, I agree, someone should be hired or fired on whatever whim the employer wants. But see, this is where liberals get that wrong, too. Ironically enough, they want the government to have the ability to say someone can be not hired because of their religion. But in private sector, they want the government to tell you that everybody has the right to work regardless of their religion for you.
Right. Like the baking, the cakes, and the...
It's the exact opposite of the way things are supposed to work in our country. The exact fucking opposite.
Yeah.
Okay? So Bernie Sanders, once again, just shows he's the embodiment of the intolerant left. Don't let his old grandpa... Oh, shucks, I just want to take care of people routine get to you.
Yeah.
He is a fucking socialist. There's no such thing as a democratic socialist. A democratic socialist is just a socialist who's a pussy. That's it.
Right.
Okay?
Or an ultra-liberal who doesn't want to be called an ultra-liberal.
Right. Okay? So Sanders, seriously, give it up. You're not fooling anybody. Your day is past. I'm sorry the DNC screwed you out of your primary win.
Yeah, but why aren't you upset about that?
You know, go yell at Donna Brazile or Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton. Go talk to them. Like, your beef is really with them.
Right.
It's not with Trump. It's really with them.
You know what the funny thing is? You watch Hillary. She's got a book she's promoting.
Of course.
And she's been doing the I'm mad at the world and self-pity thing all around the country. There's actually only one person in this last election cycle has the right to complain. And that's Bernie Sanders. Because we know that he was jobbed, and you know, and that they really went out of their way to smooth it out so she could just have an easy...
They ass-fucked him without any analies. They just plowed fists right up his hole, they didn't even give a shit. They didn't even, like, give him a reach around, no rusty trombone.
And he didn't complain.
No jiggling of the balls. Nothing, Larry.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No dirty Sanchez.
He didn't even get to drop his load.
Does he have one at his
age? I don't know.
But at any rate.
Probably like dust comes out of there at this point. Oh. That's what his jizz shot sounds like. And then like his wife goes, ew. Oh. Like, can you imagine, like, he's trying to drop a load on her face?
Oh, my God.
Allegedly at 78 or whatever.
You know when you leave, like, clothes too long in the closet? And you're like, oh, wow. That's like mold mothballs.
Oh, Bernie.
Bernie, well, what about Medicare for everybody?
Bernie, I've never smelled a dusty ammonia fart before. Did that come out of your uncircumcised cock, Bernie? What's going on here?
Is that from Poland?
That's so stupid.
Allegedly. But he's the only one who's got the right to say anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Other than maybe some of the Republicans who Trump insulted. Yeah. I gotta tell you, I went on the internet. I was watching some of those exchanges between Trump and Bush during the day. Like, you were low energy. Like, then in the next debate, he tried to get, like, all uppity and fired up. He went, I like this high energy. Just smacked them around. I have to tell you, that's actually his contribution to all this. Is he really exposed, like, a lot of these guys. Like, think of it, he wants to be the president, Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
And he's softer than balls, for God's sakes. I mean, he's like Jell-O, for God's sakes.
Look, you're right, but anyway, let's move on.
But, no, the reason I brought that up is so I could do one of my stupid segues into elections.
Oh, okay.
So, across the pond.
Yes.
In the UK.
That would be England.
Right. Wrong hand. But there you go. But the Brits. Actually, show Benny Hill. I miss him. But they had an election because of their fucked up way they do things, where you can just call an election when it allegedly benefits you the most. That's ridiculous.
But I will give them credit. They got their entire parliamentary election done, everything, in less time than it took for, like, the Georgia special election for Congress to get done. All right, look, they may be limeys and whatnot, but they know how to get the they're organized when they want to be.
Well, the other thing, though, is that a lot of the countries over there, they don't want to have a long political seat like we do, which I don't want to.
Yeah.
But, now, they're not into the theater of it as much as we are. Like, you know, like, the funniest thing to me now is if you turn on, like, Morning Joe very quickly, you know, just very quickly, I want to mention this. Right now, he is saying the most horrible things about Donald Trump.
Of course, because he's finger-blasting Mika at this point.
Yeah, but you know what the problem with that is? All during the primaries, he would call in every morning, and they were more than happy to have him call in. They would sit there with these big shit-eating grins talking, oh, Donald, do you think this? Donald, do you think that? And the ratings were great. I hate to sound like Trump, but the ratings were great. Now that he's in, he's a piece of shit. He's an idiot. Scarborough said the other day, it was Donald Trump really thinks that if he invites you over to the White House and gives you a meal and you have food with him, you have to be like a friend of his and like loyal forever. Yeah. Like, he has no idea. But the Brits and the Europeans and Canadians, they do it like this. Lickety split. It's over and done with. And that's what the Brits did. But it looks like Theresa May was supposed to get hammered.
She's the British Trump.
Yeah.
She's the Trump with a pussy. Her conservative coalition.
That would be Melania. Go ahead.
Only got about 49% of the vote of the seats in Parliament. 48.9 to be exact. The Labour Party.
Got 40.3.
40.3, and they were the top two. And now you've got a 5% swing vote going to the Scottish Nationalist Party. And honestly, I don't know where they would fall in terms of who they would align with. But, you know, for Americans, it's a weird concept because regardless of how the party lines shake out, like in Congress, they just get sent there and they could just be obstinate and get nothing done like they're doing now. But in England, you got to cobble together some sort of weird functioning government.
But if you're trying to figure all this out, it's like the Conservatives are like the People's Front of Judea. The Labour Party is the Judean People's Front. And the Scottish National Party is the popular.
Slackers.
Splitters.
Splitters.
Where's the popular one? There he is. It's like one fat guy. They go, splitter. But the Brits do this, and I don't know what she's going to do now.
Because don't forget. Sorry, Larry.
She got hammered.
But their party's the one that put across the Brexit thing.
Yes.
So so they do have a majority of parliamentary seats, but not enough for a majority where their votes are, you know, unchallenged, you know. At 49%, they're just a little bit short. So they have to form a coalition government either with the Scottish National Party, because they won 5%, and that would put them over 50.
Right.
Or they have to do something with one of these, like, far left wing communist or socialist parties that pulled in about 1% each. You know, one of them had 1.1, the other one had 1.05, something like that. They only need a point in that 1.1% to get over that hump. And of course, what Labor's going to try to do, which is a much tougher row to hoe, is they basically have to get all these other parties to line up with them, because they have to make up 10% almost to get that majority control of
the government. And that's going to be hard, because those little parties, they don't like the Labor any more than they like the Conservatives. They might be closer to the Labor in politics, but if they wanted to be in the Labor Party, they'd already be in the Labor Party. So it's very hard to get people just to play along.
Like, and this is where the wheeling-dealing comes in.
Yeah, because like on our level, like libertarians like us, we aren't going to just go out and vote for the Republican.
Right.
You know, it's like that kind of thing. So, but it's going to be very strange. But I actually don't think it was as bad for her as they originally thought it might be. I read some articles that it was going to be a disaster. 48.9 sounds
terrible. But it's a disaster in the sense that they lost control of Parliament.
Yeah.
That was their disaster. And when you call an election and you have control of Parliament, you don't want to lose control of Parliament. That means you made a fucked up decision to hold an election. Mm-hmm. And now even within her party, Theresa May is, you know, they're thinking maybe they should replace her and get somebody else in there. So we'll see what happens. We'll also see how committed now they are to Brexit.
Yeah, but also she called it after the terrorist attacks. And which was stupid. I think she thought that there'd be more sympathy for her and the government in their fight against terrorism and all that, and that didn't.
But that just that goes to show you why Winston Churchill is probably rolling in his grave, because his countrymen are now.
I never thought in my lifetime I would see the Brits, rock solid Brits, bigger smelly pussies, easily bigger than the French.
Than the French,
and you know why? Because the French bombed Syria and they fought there. That's why that crazy Muslim guy attacked a cop with a hammer the other day, and France yelled that this is for Syria. They fought in Syria. They fought with us in Libya to get rid of Gaddafi. They fought in Mali. Believe it or not, for all their image, they're pussies because of what happened during World War II. They're doing so much more fighting and helping. What the fuck are the Germans and the Brits doing? They do nothing. And the Brits, I can't believe what's happening.
And you have to really also understand something. Like, you're talking about a nation that a few short, like, what is it, like 70 years ago, Winston Churchill got on radio with that great speech. We shall fight them in the trenches. We shall fight them on the beaches, in the air, in the streets. We will never surrender, never surrender, never surrender. And you know what's sad? I saw that speech be co-opted by fucking liberal apologists for Muslim savages in London last week. Yeah. Except they forgot the first part. All they did was play the "we will never surrender, never surrender, never surrender" as if to say, like, don't give in to Islamophobia. Don't give in to hatred. Don't surrender to hatred, because then the terrorists will have won, you see. But no, they forgot the first part of that Winston Churchill, one of the greatest leaders of the 20th century. I don't think Americans give him nearly enough credit as they should.
I've always said he's the greatest figure ever in the 20th century.
Yes, I'm willing to go with that for the most part. And it's like, they forget the first part of his speech, that he said, we will never surrender, but it had nothing to do with cowering in fear. It had to do, we will fight to the last man. These fucking Nazi cocksuckers are on our shores. They're blitzkrieg. They're bombing us constantly. They've got us blockaded. We're the only free nation left in Europe at this point.
Right.
Even those fucking Irishmen used to, you know, during the raids at night, London would be blacked out. Everybody in fucking Ireland and Ulster would turn on those fucking lights.
And radio, so the Germans could zoom
in. So the German pilots would just fly to Ireland and hang left.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Left, right?
No, it's a right.
They would hang a right?
Well, yeah, because it's Germany, England, Ireland. So if you were headed this way,
you'd hang a right.
You'd start heading towards America. Yeah.
That's why John, too masculine for blades.
and too gay for geography.
Too gay for geography, exactly. So, but anyway, yeah, definitely. So, like, it'd be interesting to see what happens over in London. To understand, so, like, look, the Trump phenomena that he supposedly was proud of saying, like, not only is he making America great again, he's making Europe great again and shit like that. Look, what's her name? Marie Le Pen lost in France. And now Theresa May in England with Nigel Farage and all those cocksuckers lost the grip on power a little bit. So it'd be interesting to see what happens the rest
but
of the
it's,
way.
But it's sad because the Europeans are like, you know, the white people in Europe, they're just, they've lost their marbles as far as I'm concerned. I watch some of these shows, they have them, all they care about now is the multiculturalism.
Right.
There's no sense of this is our country. It doesn't mean you have to hate everybody else, but there's no sense of ownership. Right. Among the white people, and that's there's no other way to put it. It's just an issue of we have this multicultural design where lots of people come in and come and go, and meanwhile, and if you're opposed to that, well, you're just a racist and a bigot and a Nazi. This is it. This is what they're doing right now, and it's absolutely insane. You're losing your own countries, all these countries that were so great throughout history, and they're giving it all up at the altar of.
Bullshit.
Diversity. Well, bullshit. what they think is diversity. I mean,
well, you know, George Carlin, right before he died, said, "I wish I could live long enough to see the blade of Islam at every American's throat," because he knew how stupid we were even back then. That we were selling ourselves out to political correctness.
Oh yeah, and one last topic.
One last one.
One last one. We're gonna squeeze this in. Bill Maher.
Yes.
Got into some trouble.
Yeah.
He said the N-word, and he's did we talk about this?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. But
Larry is like,
I'm old, but there's been a little more now.
What's that?
The he's going to have on. Actually, it's happening tonight. Ice Cube is going to be on, and some other black people to talk about his use of the N-word. And it also came out that a former model that he used to date. Black says that Bill Maher used to say nigger all the time.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
She goes, I heard it a whole lot. Yeah. And
but then again, so did Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Or whoever the fuck's going to be on the
show. Yeah, and they had some other professor on who said that, a black professor who said that using the N-word should be reserved only for black use.
Yeah, that's part of the nonsense that's going on in this country, all right? First of all, no one should be barred from saying any word, period.
Right.
In my opinion. There's no such thing as I believe in free speech, but it's okay for you to say this thing, but not okay for you to say this thing. No, fuck you. If I'm willing to put up with the consequences, fine. I can say nigger, I can say wop, I can say chink, gook, whatever the fuck I want. There's no line. There's no line. The Constitution tells me there's no line. Okay? So, you know what? I said it last week, I'll say it again. I'm not upset that Kathy Griffin posed with a severed head of Trump. I'm not upset that Bill Maher said house nigger to Ben Sasse. I have no objection to any of that. Say whatever the fuck you want. You know what my problem was? They both apologized for it.
Right.
Because when you apologize for it unconditionally like that, what it means is you're admitting that there is a line and you crossed it.
Right, and you did something really wrong.
Right.
And you need to go out and correct the record. And you see this all the time. People removing tweets, removing things from Facebook, apologizing for stuff. The only thing that's been different here, which I noticed, Kathy Griffin actually lost her job.
Yeah.
Bill Maher has not lost his job.
Well, Bill Maher also, it's his show. You know, it's his production. HBO would have to drop the show entirely for him to lose his job. And they're not going to do that. It's too much of a draw for them. It's too much of a ratings thing for HBO, right? Kathy Griffin worked for CNN. It wasn't her show. It wasn't like the Kathy Griffin Hour that was drawing in huge ratings.
No, I, this is all obvious, but I mean, you would think in today's environment,
you
the
might,
way these
but,
people, you think they...
But the other thing is, he's protected a little bit because he is such a liberal. So, also, you know, it's funny. One of my high school classmates was... Kid from Kid and Play.
Oh, yeah.
From House Party. You know, the guy with the high top fade.
My Rams.
But that guy, for the life of me now, I swear to you I know him, but his name is escaping. Anyway, he was on Facebook, and right after the Bill Maher thing, he posted a picture of him and Maher, both Kid and Play, with him at a Mets game, saying, hey, I know we're supposed to fight this and everything, but Bill Maher's my dog, and I could tell you 110%. He's not a racist, all right? He fumbled, but we shouldn't crucify a man over a mistake, right? All well and good, all good intentions, but guess what? I guarantee you, if he didn't know Maher personally, it's just because he knows him personally, all
right?
Right. That he's willing to excuse it. My whole point is, look, I think Trump's a racist, okay? In my opinion, President Trump's a fucking racist, and he always has been, okay? That's my opinion, okay? It doesn't mean Trump shouldn't be allowed to use certain words. It doesn't mean he needs to apologize for anything. It just means that his words have put that formulation in my head, and that's all there is to it. Same thing with Bill Maher. If you want to think he's a racist because he made a really actually sarcastic, biting joke to a Republican senator by using the word house nigger, okay, you can think he's a racist. I don't think he's a racist. But his big mistake, Larry, and I'll say this till the end, he apologized, and that's the thing. You'll never hear us apologize for anything. If you do, it means that we've got a gun to our head or someone's paying us off. We'll be 110% insincere. I'm telling you right now. We'll read that fucking apology like a hostage.
I'll take the money.
Yeah.
But it's a phony apology. Yeah.
I'll sell out. I have no problem selling out, Larry.
I like cash.
I'll take the cash, but I'm warning you now.
Cash me outside. Remember Ted DiBiase? What you say? Everyone's got a price for the $1 million man.
Damn right. And there is no better way to end this podcast. So, until next week when we try this again, this has been your host, John, too macho for Blades.
And Larry. Larry, fake news judo guy.
There you go. Until next time, peace.
You are a nigger.
Join us every week at theriotshow.com to follow the latest exploits of Big Fat John and Judo Larry M. This is Mark, the man with the golden voice, and I just love Sunday morning Blumpkins.